a question. Ask a lawyer. Ask a lawyer. A question about custody or a shitty neighbor. Ask a lawyer. Ask a lawyer.
Ian Snedden, partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers, is in studio. Ready for your questions. 1-833-829-6546. That's 1-833-Taz and Jim, if you have something you want to ask a lawyer. Phone lines are open. We were talking about this earlier, Ian. There is a guy who has launched a lawsuit. Now, this is in the United States, but he is now suing Taco Bell because he claims that in the advertising, it looks like there's way more stuff in the tacos than when you go to Taco Bell and order it. So he's launched a class action lawsuit against Taco Bell for false advertising. You think he's got a shot?
Well, I would say no, except you may remember years ago, McDonald's got sued for someone who complained their coffee was too hot.
And, classic.
Yeah, spilled it all over.
Yeah, no, I think they lost on appeal, but still, for a while, they won a trial. So I would say no, but I would have said no to the McDonald's one, too. I think you know coffee's hot. So here's the legal issue would be, I'm not sure. Passing off, it could be one of them. If it's
false advertising.
Well, that's not really a tort, though. So a tort is a civil wrong. So it has to fit in a category. I don't think so, because you look at something. I mean, have you ever been to a Sandals? And have you seen the Sandals commercials? They're not exactly the same. So
burn on Sandals. I know Michael Scott loves Sandals. No,
Sandals so is the much resort, better than
everything looks better in the commercial. It doesn't matter if it's a vacation destination.
But right. Everybody's if life looks better on Instagram. Can
that's
I sue
true.
Them?
Can I sue everyone on Instagram?
For making me jelly?
They aren't as happy as they appear on their their feed.
Yeah, so I don't think so.
Hmm. All right, we've got a call here. Hey, Taz and Jim, who's this?
Chris.
Chris, you are on the air. What is your question for Ian?
I'm just wondering, like, let's say your wife kicks you out of the house. Are you still obligated to pay the mortgage and the bills if it's just for a short period of time, like, let's say, a couple months?
She kicks you out. She cranks up the AC.
First thing.
Now the bills
opens
the
all
roof.
The windows and doors.
Yeah.
So if you got kicked out, and we're not saying this happened to you, but if a guy got kicked out of his house, shared both of your names is on the property mortgage. In this scenario.
Yeah. Yep, okay. On the mortgage and all the bills. What are you obligated to pay if she demands you get out? You can't come back.
So legally, it would depend on what the mortgage is, but as Taz was saying, if you're both on the mortgage, then the bank or the mortgage holder will say, no, you're both responsible. If you go to court, there is an argument to be made for something called occupation rent, which isn't used a lot, but it basically says when somebody remains in the home, if you're married, so if you're married, you're equally entitled to be in the home, regardless of ownership.
Okay. So she can't say you can't come home. That's up to you whether or not you listen to her if she says that. Because you're entitled to be in the home if you're paying for the home.
Even if you're not paying for the home, if you're married, you're entitled to be in the home. If it's a matrimonial home, subject to there being a restraining order or something like that, you're entitled to be there. But with occupation rent, the argument is not only is she using her own half of the house, she's also using his half of the house, which you could rent out or something like that. So that's where the occupation rent comes for. So what happens more often is that if someone takes over the home, they take over the bills as well, because
makes
the other person's going to have to find an apartment or something.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to stock the fridge too when you're not living there? No.
Yeah.
Right. But it could be a really nice house, like really expensive house. Like let's say you got a $900,000 home, right? Like, and then you got to go live in a one bedroom apartment. You know what I mean? How is that fair? Logical.
Yeah, she gets three floors to herself.
I guess it kind of depends why this hypothetical person got kicked out of the house to begin with. I'm not sure whose side I am on, because one, this isn't a
Chris. I'm on yours.
Well,
on a
no,
sight
no,
unseen.
We don't know. It's Chris isn't saying this
no,
has happened
just
to him.
Hypothetical. Yeah.
Just hypothetical.
He wants to kick somebody out of the house. He wants to know if he has to pay for all the bills. Do I have to pay for my own Netflix account when my wife gets booted?
Yeah, when the kid, you have three kids, yeah, the Netflix account adds up.
Okay, the kids are involved too. Does that make it more difficult, Ian?
Well, yes, it can. So ordinarily, it used to be the case anyway that the terminology has changed, but it used to be called custody. Now it's decision-making power. And if somebody has the primary decision-making power, it's very unlikely a judge is going to move the kids. They're going to look at the best interests of the kids. So what works there? Some people try an arrangement where they move out mm-hmm. and the kids stay in the home.
But this sounds like a temper. In this situation, it's temporary. Like the wife has kicked out the husband but said, you're welcome back in 2 or 3 months. Is that what you're saying here, Chris?
I'm just saying, like, a domestic dispute, and, you know, you don't know where you stand, right? Like,
yeah, okay.
You know, it's a temporary, like, you need to leave for, you know, 2-3 weeks.
We need some time apart to cool off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, I think you do need to speak to a lawyer because there's so many potential issues involved. You know, why, as Taz says, it's why someone is out of the home. If it's... if it's mutually decided upon, or I don't know the scenario, who primarily raised the kids. If it was done equally, then, you know, that's a different story than if she was a primary caregiver.
And if you want to move back in sooner than later, maybe stirring the pot more isn't the best move. Like, you know, yeah. Paying $200 for the utilities for a month or 2 months, is that the worst thing in the world if you want to get back in there?
Yeah. Buy some flowers as well. Apologize.
It definitely depends because the flip side to that is if someone is out of the home for so long and leaves the kids behind with the other parent, then there could be an inference drawn that that parent
that they've abandoned the family.
Or at least don't object to her being the primary right. caregiver. So that's why I say he needs to see a lawyer.